A Palestinian suicide bomber killed 10 Israelis tonight in a Jerusalem cafe. Dozens more Israelis were wounded. Earlier today, two Palestinian gunmen killed one person and wounded dozens more in a seaside town north of Tel Aviv. Israeli troops, tanks, and fighter jets also continued their strikes today in the West Bank and Gaza Strip as international leaders increased their calls for an immediate ceasefire. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli police and witnesses said two Palestinian gunmen opened fire along a boardwalk in the seaside town of Netanya, north of Tel Aviv. Israeli medical workers reported one of the injured was a baby. Police initially thought they shot and killed three Palestinian attackers, but later found one of the three was an Israeli, killed by mistake. Soon after, an explosion ripped through a popular cafe in a Jerusalem neighborhood, leaving dead and wounded bodies lying amid the rubble. Police said a suicide bomber was to blame. The cafe is about 100 yards from Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's residence. The Palestinian attacks came after another day of Israeli military strikes. Tanks ringed the Deshi refugee camp near Bethlehem during the day, then swept in after dark as part of another hunt for weapons and fighters. Palestinian hospital workers said a 15-year-old girl was killed. Palestinian officials said two Palestinians were killed in the Gaza Strip. Israeli bulldozers also leveled houses in Gaza, and missiles destroyed Yasser Arafat's guest house in the West Bank city of Nablus. Speaking one day after 44 Palestinians and 6 Israelis died in the bloodiest day of the 17-month conflict, government spokesman Ari Merkel said the goal was still to prove to the Palestinians, by force if necessary, that terrorism would never yield them political gains.
Our activities in the last few days have sent a clear message to them that our will cannot be broken by terror, and hopefully all this will make a very serious change.
One change appeared to be the attitude in Washington. A spokesman for the Dutch Foreign Ministry said the U.S. was prepared to join an EU call for an immediate halt to the Israeli military operations and a halt to Palestinian violence. The Bush administration has already told Israelis and Palestinians to get back to the negotiating table as soon as possible, even before envoy Anthony Zinni arrives next week. Last night, Prime Minister Sharon announced that he would drop his demand for a week of quiet before talks could resume. Palestinian Authority spokesman Nabil Abu Rudaina said, "Words are not enough. Sharon must stop the massacre of Palestinians." The new pressure from Washington on Israel to halt the military attacks comes as Vice President Dick Cheney prepares to leave on a tour of the Middle East and Arab countries to discuss the U.S. war on terrorism. Today's Palestinian attacks will put Sharon's new willingness to negotiate under fire to the test. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.